Yeah, I'm not a big fan. You know, it's caused me more trouble. You know, but I have to understand that I've got those. You know, I've got a great pension. I've got a great, you know, it's unheard of. I've got excellent sick and vacation policies, and you can't have a boss with a bad hair day and just fire you for no cause. You know, so when it works, it's a good thing. But then, people abuse it. I've got a guy now abusing the system, and it's a royal pain, because they utilize a lot of those protections, for silly stuff. Hey, I'm by Freedom Hill here, and it is really, really bad. I can't even see a car length. So I'm going to get off the mic here for a few until I get through this this spot here. W8FU, Jerry.
Hi, KQHX. Well, back in the 80s, back in the early, mid-80s, I used to work, I operated at the Schaefer Building, Michigan and Schaefer, and I worked for this contractor, because Ford Land, they subcontracted all their hourly people. And it was manpower. I used to call it manpower. Anyway, I would get a 32-hour check that week. And so I used to just be disgruntled that, like, 4th of July was coming up or what have you. And then when I went to the Rouge, I, like, doubled my wages and, it's UAW, so I don't know. I haven't really had any problems with it. Now, I got an issue with this one guy that came to our department. Let me get him in. He was in my old department, the power department, and they were, like, constantly trying to just work you 40 hours. And he takes, like, every weekend he can get off, or he takes vacation time to get weekends off, and I couldn't even work winter field day, because if I had took a E-day, we wouldn't have enough staffing, and it's, I don't know, so there's good and bad about it.